Welcome to the Consumers. My name is Greg Warren. I am here with Tim Convey.
What's up, buddy?
How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good.
Good to be back. Feels like we haven't been in here in a long time.
We haven't been in here a while. Uh-huh. I'm also here with Sean O'Brien.
Hi, Greg.
Good to see you. We got a lot to catch up on.
Yeah, we do.
Let's start with Ludo. The shows were in St. Louis this past weekend.
Yeah.
How'd it go?
Yeah, last night was the last one. We're a day early here with this recording. Fantastic. Such a great time. I'm exhausted. I mean, it is just a marathon week of rehearsals right into these long days of these shows. We do VIP and super VIP. So we're doing acoustic performances and meet and greets. And it takes a lot out of you. But shows were awesome. So fun. We played Your Awful I Love You all the way through. People seem to really respond. Lots of consumer listeners, whether they're Ludo fans who have, you know, adopted the Consumers or found Ludo through the Consumers, which I appreciate. I got some magnets out there, so that felt good.
That's good. Yeah, when the magnets are live, guys, when you come to a show, you're going to get some magnets.
Yeah.
Unless, if you're a consumer, well, you guys are. You're listening.
So yeah.
You get one with no commitment.
Done deal.
Yeah.
But
super,
yeah.
VIP sounds like a bit of a money grab.
I think everybody wins. I think it's a win-win. It's a win-win for everybody. What we try to do is stuff that I would have loved to do when, you know.
Randy liked it.
Yeah, Randy did it. Like it. No, man, it's a fun. They sing. They sing with us. They come up and they do. We do a sound check, and the super VIPs get to sing a song with us as their backing band.
Now, are any of them talented?
Some of them.
Yeah.
Some of them are very talented. Some of them are not talented.
Yeah.
But that's what kind of makes it fun. So yeah, it's cool.
Do you have a kids like show of it with, I saw you had a video with like kids in the background.
Hmm.
You guys were just, yeah, it was on Instagram.
I mean,
like,
some people
were just hanging out, or like, did people bring their kids? There was like a stage.
Oh,
was, like,
those are our kids.
Oh, those are your kids.
Those are, so on
it
this,
was a quick flash.
So yeah, that was, I tend to get more involved in Tim's life. I don't know if you know what his kids look like.
But, I have two boys.
Yeah, it's two boys, Timothy and Jack. And yeah. Good looking kids.
It was more
nice
than
kids.
I swear it was more than two kids on the stage.
It was. It was the other guy's kids too. So when we do the acoustic shows, our family sits on the stage and watch. So you're right. There's a lot. Yep. That's what you're talking about.
That was cool.
Yeah. Yeah. Super fun. But so, yeah. And thank you to Consumers folks that came out, or Ludo fans who, especially from last week's podcast, have become Consumers fans. So appreciate
good.
It.
Yeah. Good. Yeah. Yeah.
Shout out.
So you're exhausted.
Yeah, but feeling good. It was great.
Luckily, Sean and I do the bulk of the work on this podcast, so we can carry
it's
it.
It's
true. Yeah. Yeah.
Not worried.
We'll take care of it.
I'm not worried. But yeah.
Randy may have to tag in.
He's ready.
Sean, we were on the road a week ago.
Yeah, man. We were in Lexington.
Yeah. A couple things. And then Tim and I were on the road before that.
Not been in here since then? Yeah, we have. Yeah, we have.
Because
the parking lot. You talk about me in the parking lots.
That's right.
Parking lot.
Yeah, Tim's just a bad parking lot driver.
Yeah, I'm great on the highway.
No, this was Toledo.
We haven't been together since Toledo?
Yeah, Toledo's what I'm talking about.
Toledo,
I'll just
great.
Say it, you okay. know.
Let it out, man. Don't
Tim,
hold back.
Tim left me hanging on one of the shows. He committed the... Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
I heard about this.
Yeah, this is not something...
He does not care for this.
What comedian does?
I agree. You're
just
right.
For those of
well,
you
let's
listening.
Explain. Let's
yeah,
explain.
Tim
happened?
Was the...
Explain.
It was a two-man show.
Explain what you mean. Yeah.
Two-man show. And sometimes there's a host and then a feature and then a headliner. It was a two-man show. Sometimes I'll be like, hey, just Tim and Sean can do both. They can host and feature. That way they get some more money.
Yeah.
And I was like, Tim can do it. I thought he could do it. So usually Tim will go up, then he brings me on stage, and then I get done and I say thank you. And then the host goes back on stage and says, hey guys, thanks for coming out. Yeah. One more time for Greg. And it's a thank you. Good night. No Tim. Still no Tim.
Yeah.
Still waiting. No Tim. Had to walk off the stage.
Oh man.
No Tim.
What did you give him? About 30 seconds?
That's not true. I got up there.
I don't think.
Oh,
you
no,
did.
I didn't. You're right.
It was over. I was walking out.
Setting up the magnets, you know, priorities.
Yeah,
this
man.
Podcast. Yeah. This podcast is a priority.
Yeah.
What I love, though, is, I mean, this won't come as a surprise to either of you or most listeners. As a host, I've done that before. And what happened? And Sean, I know, I'm sure that you have too.
Yeah.
What happens?
No, he's never done it.
Or if you've seen
no, I
it,
did
if you've him. Seen it happen with somebody else, what happens? What does the headliner, a typical headliner, what do they do? How do they handle it?
I mean, usually they just close the show. They're like, hey, thanks for coming.
Right.
You know, we'll see you outside.
Yeah. Because they've been on stage a million times. They've done it.
Yeah,
they know what to do.
It's not that hard.
Greg does his show. Thanks, guys. Yeah, thanks for coming. Tim's not in there because he's sweating, you know, doing the magnets.
Yeah, you're running magnets.
And Greg goes, well, I guess the show's over. Chooses in front of hundreds of people to stick it to me.
Oh, yeah.
He can't just do what any other professional comedian does in that situation. No, guys, thanks so much for coming out. We'll see you next time. Because that audience has no idea that another guy is supposed to come up. They don't even care.
Right.
But he goes, I guess the show's over. Shrug.
Explaining. See, guys, what's supposed to happen is Tim's supposed to be up here, but I guess he's just out there having fun.
Yeah.
So I'm just going to end this show and do the closing duty.
High-fiving his friends or whatever. I don't know what he does.
It did happen to me once with you in Omaha a long time ago.
Really?
Friday late show. I was at the bar talking with whoever. And I swear, I don't know. I was like, he does this amount of time. I got another 5 minutes. Yeah. And I'm sure it's just, you were, you know, you did just less time than I thought. And I hear the good night, I hear the clap, and I'm like, oh no. And I start running and running in, and I see him up there, and he's just doing, he's like, I mean, is there some sort of MC around here? Or like, I mean, same thing. He gets all sour. He's like, I don't, I mean, do I just do the say goodbye or, and then I run up and. Shook his hand, but he didn't shake. He just batted it away.
It's a lesson for us is that if he's, you know, if he's up there.
It is a lesson for you.
That if he's
don't
up there.
Do it again.
If he's up there and it's not going well, he'll bail at 35.
Oh, yeah.
We've all seen it, right? Yeah. If he doesn't have him.
That's what happened.
If he's not getting what
he
wants
out of him, he's out at 30, guys.
He's out at 30. Yeah.
He's doing his contractual obligation and he's gone.
That's what happened.
So basically what he's saying on that show is he didn't enjoy it. That's
what
he's saying.
Let the people from Toledo weigh in on that.
That's right. Toledoans.
And then
I apologize. I'd like to publicly apologize for not being on stage.
I told you it's fine. Don't do it again.
I won't do it again.
Yeah. What if he does do it again?
I don't know.
Are you going to bench him?
I mean, you're getting a few more weeks if he does. I'll tell you that. Yeah.
And then just to be clear, in that situation, just ditch the magnets. Just
let's
about the magnets.
If you want to go on with this charade that it's about the magnets.
I mean, they are a big priority of the show right now. Well, in fairness to Tim.
The tough part about it is with magnets.
He's on the phone making Ludo flyers.
No.
That's what's going on.
No,
he
I'm
is.
Not.
He's like, I didn't think I looked good in that picture. Can you get me shifted over a little bit? That's what's going on.
All completely. Yeah. All completely.
We all know
made
what's
up.
Going on.
I literally was doing the magnet. It's tricky, the magnets, because they stick together.
Yeah.
Well, there's some.
They're magnetic. I don't know.
They're magnetic.
Yeah.
It's tough. So.
Sean and I were in Lexington, Kentucky, and this is one of my favorite Sean O'Brien moments.
Thank you.
We were going home. It was a great week. I love Lexington, Kentucky, and he drove. I had to fly there, and so he was driving home, and we're in, I think we're like Hampton Inn or something, and there's like it's driving rain, okay? And there's a carport. A roof in front of the, where you check out.
Yeah.
In front of the lobby. So when his bags are there and he's driving, so I'm like, all right, I think what's going to happen here, I don't really want to go out in this rain. You know, I think what'll happen is I move his bags into the carport from the lobby.
Mm-hmm.
And I got my bags and I'm like, we'll just wait for him
mm-hmm.
here. And then O'Brien just takes his bags, just walks out in the driving rain. And I'm like, well, now I'm a complete baby if I don't do it too. So he just walks in the driving rain. I'm like, all right, I guess I'm walking in the driving rain. So I got my ways. I just roll out and I think we had to go back. And then I think I had to go back in for something. And he pulls up to the carport, not in it. And I come back out and I got to walk out into the rain.
Yeah.
And, he didn't do it to be a jerk at all.
Yeah,
he's a total blue collar guy. Doesn't care about the rain. He's a man of the people. He just walks into the rain without thinking about it. And he looks at, I go, what are you doing, man? He goes, what? And then I go, why do I have to be this wet? And he, to his credit, he was like, dude, I just don't even think about it, man.
Yeah, I'm telling you, no, that's my dad. I swear, that was growing up as a kid. That would never occur to him to stand under the carport or have somebody get the car or use an umbrella.
Yeah.
I swear, you get a little wet.
Yep.
Who cares? Water. Man.
I'm kind
of his attitude, and I just kept going. I forgot how far we parked though. Like we weren't exactly near the carport. We were like back left, and it was pretty bad. But the second part, I'm going to defend because there was a car in front of me that he didn't see, so I couldn't get underneath the car.
But there was a space next to the car,
and it was tough to get into.
No, it wasn't. Especially for a guy that claims to be such a great driver. Careful driver. The other thing
bang
was,
up jobs.
You know how there's a lane to the audience or lane to the stage from the audience that typically clubs have? You know how to go up. So it was one show and I just not having luck with these end of shows. I get off stage and I'm like, where's Sean? I thought he was pulling a Tim because I'd been there the week before.
Magnets?
I'm like, where is he?
Working the magnets.
No, he's going up the wrong lane.
That drives me crazy.
Like, what are you doing, man? He's like he's like the worst way you could walk on stage. He's going right through the middle, like bumping into tables and stuff. He's like, I'm coming, buddy. Like, what about the way that I walked up to stage?
Kentucky, and I love like that's an awesome room. They pack them in, man. Yeah, but you've got to admit, there's not a lot of runway to get up there, man.
Other than the actual runway.
Yeah, but it depends on people. I tell you, man, it was blocked off that night, man. People's legs were spread out. You got to adjust. Every show, I swear we did something different getting off the stage. Even sometimes you went stage right or were right up the middle. You did, and you're not telling them.
Lexington's a tricky one. I'll give you that.
To their credit.
This is such... You guys are just backing each other on everything. That's the podcast. But, I mean, you guys will not... you got his back and he's got
that's
your
not
back
true.
On every little thing.
It's not true. Crazy. We call each other out. We have.
Yeah, no, man. I've been hit from Tim before.
Randy's the only guy.
I mean, I don't know if back and I mean, you are, you know, we're 7 minutes in, a lot of complaints.
I got more.
About the weather. He's mad that Tim's not around. He doesn't like parking. I don't exit the stage
that
right.
Tim's not around.
What's that? I said that Tim didn't like
that. I wasn't on stage.
On stage,
you basically downgraded. I think I have a legitimate complaint that the MC is not doing his job.
Oh, nobody said you have a legit, but that's my point. Hence, you're complaining a lot today. You just admitted it.
Randy, I came in. Randy was playing bass. He was
nice,
but it wasn't a Stevie Nicks song. It was an Eric Clapton song. He's working on the bass line for an Eric Clapton song.
What,
Bell
Tears
Bottom Blues,
Heaven?
I believe.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm supposed to comment on that?
Yeah, jump in, buddy.
Yeah, thanks very much.
Please.
Yeah, I had some songs to learn for the blues band. We got a gig coming up and a lot of Clapton this time around.
I saw that. You haven't played with that project in a while, right?
No, Dave moved out west for a bit. His wife got a job and he just moved back. So
nice.
Now we're back up and rolling again.
What's the name of that band?
It's a Dave Kalz band.
Dave Kalz, K-A-L-Z, Kalz band.
It's
blues?
Yeah, it's blues, bass, rock, blues. Dave's got a record out on Gulf Coast Records. It's on Spotify.
Okay.
Yeah, fun stuff.
All right, man.
Thanks, man.
Yeah. Make sure you check out the Dave Kalz band. Make sure you check out Stevie and Nicks. Any of Randy's projects.
Oh, hey, man, you played in Chicago this weekend.
Yeah.
Did you see any Jordan paraphernalia in the United Center?
The statue. I mean, we got to go right to the statue. We got to go in the Bulls locker room. We got to go in the Blackhawks locker room. I did a sketch with the Bull. I got tackled by Benny the Bull 15 times at full go.
Really?
Yeah, nice. Yeah. I'm a little sore. It was Chicago's awesome, man. Nate makes everything pretty awesome these days, man. Yeah, we it was biggest crowd I've ever performed in. I think like the second biggest crowd Nate has ever performed in.
Really?
Yeah. Chicago, yeah.
That's cool.
Because you got floor plus all seats.
It's like 19,300 seats or something.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
And who all was on these, the Chicago ones?
Mike James. Mm-hmm. Julian, of course, hosted. Julian is just like next level as a host for these things.
So smooth.
Yeah, he's really good, man. Mike James, Gary Veeder, and myself.
Yeah.
And then this guy, Nate Bargatze, did some time.
It's awesome.
Did you see Oprah? I mean, that's where she used to be headquartered.
Oh, Chi-Town, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I think she lives in California.
I think that's accurate.
Yeah, she wasn't there. Did get to hang out with Will Perdue.
Really?
Yeah.
No way. Yeah. Former Bull.
Yeah, significant.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. He came down and was he's very tall and very nice.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. He's really
Yeah, I think yeah. he backed up Bill Cartwright, I believe.
In the chicken game now, if I'm not mistaken.
In the what?
Chicken.
I like it. I like where
an
like
education it. Too in Indiana, yeah. from what I understand.
Ah.
That's great. That's yeah. awesome. That's
more math science, right?
Yeah, for engineering. Yeah.
And then like Cincinnati that. You hit too, right?
Cincinnati is great. Brazzi came to the show.
What?
Whoa.
Brazzi was
and
there.
We're talking yeah. about
the, how are we not opening it with this?
Amateurs, put your pens down, please, and stop hitting them on the table. Thank Sorry. You very much.
Sorry, Sorry, Tim.
All right, back to Brazzi. Yeah.
Who didn't get to the stage on time?
Yeah, I know.
Amateurs.
Yeah, calling us amateurs.
Oh,
yeah.
See, that always stick up for me.
Yeah, man. I know you're a professional podcaster.
No, Randy, you got to be on. You got to be on.
Randy,
pen alert.
It.
As a producer, you got to be on pen alert with these guys.
Yeah, tell Randy what his job is. Brazzi was
if
there.
If he had
guys.
Magnets to deal with, it wouldn't. Go.
Brazzi and his wife Allison,
huge.
Who's Allison has never been a fan of my stand up. I mean, personally, we're close, but. It's hard to get her to a show.
Really?
Allison came and...
kind of a Randy take on your career then.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. But Brazzi said she hung in for all 8 minutes and enjoyed it from what I know. You know, I had it was a lot of people in the audience, but Brazzi came back and met Nate.
Amazing.
Yeah. A couple of things. There's two jars of Jif. In the green room.
Huge.
Chase, who you guys have met. I think you guys have met. He works on the podcast sometimes, on Nateland podcast. Chase had some Skippy that he hid.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, there's some Skippy in there that he hid.
Yeah, you're
but Brazzi doesn't know about it. And then there the jelly in the fridge, there was two Smuckers there.
Okay.
Okay, but there's some like high end California jelly that one of the audio guys brought in and put in there. Brazzi didn't like that at all. Yeah. But yeah, Brazzi came back. We're going to work on an event, some sort of charity event for the Consumers Present with
Great.
A lot of Jif to give away. He's down for that. Two girls that I've dated in the past were in the audience.
How do they look?
I just got to say it.
That's where you had to go.
Clip it, Randy. That's going in.
How'd they look?
Well, one of them I didn't see. I just heard she was there.
Okay.
Yeah, this girl, and I think I've talked about Cheryl from Joplin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I know
she
Cheryl.
Was there with her husband, Bill, good guy. You know, and then Shannon was there, and I did see Shannon.
How'd she look?
She looked fantastic.
Is that right?
She looked the same as she did when I dated her.
Wow.
Yeah, that was 30 years ago.
That's great.
Yeah, she
aged like a fine jar of Jif.
I can't have you saying anything bad about Shannon.
I wouldn't.
No, yeah, yeah, nobody's negative. I'm glad she made it.
Must be a saint if she dated you. I'm a big
well,
fan.
I mean, evidence by she still talks to me. I don't think Cheryl and Bill expected me to be on the show, but yeah, Cheryl's great too. But yeah.
Oh, they were just there and like, oh boy, the ex is on.
I don't
have
talked to her. I just heard. No. I've seen them since several times. Okay. Sean met Cheryl. And then. Yeah, my friend Lori was like, hey, Cheryl and Bill came to the show. And
that's great.
It was great.
Did anybody tackle you in Cincinnati?
Nobody tackled me. And I had to play basketball in Cincinnati.
Oh, that's right. That's
And I'm the worst there is.
And, is it like us golfing, Tim and I?
Yes.
What's worse, you playing basketball or us golfing?
Man, that's a tough call.
Wow.
That is a tough call. Although I had one moment where I drained this shot that nobody, and it was crazy. We played some game called Knockout, and I just hit a shot that the rest of them, I can't even make a layup. But they're like, well, you just do a layup, and that's, I go, I don't do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, but.
Shoot underhand?
No.
Oh, okay. Just want to make sure you're.
Not like that kid in Hoosiers.
You say boom shakalaka after?
No
fun game, man.
I think I was just surprised.
Yeah,
yeah. Everybody was shocked. Everybody's shocked.
That's too bad.
Yeah.
Do you think that's costing you Nate shows where it's like Greg can't ball?
I think you're right.
We got to take him off this week.
Could
this
be.
Week.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. It could be that. I think that it could be. There's an 11-year-old kid that played, and he was way better than me.
Oh, I believe
way
that.
Better than me.
That's great.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I think maybe that it's entertaining for them to see me play basketball.
I'll be honest. I'm kind of that guy too.
Yeah, Nate likes to, have fun at my expense sometimes.
Sure.
And I think he enjoys it sometimes when I completely humiliate myself. Basketball.
It explains why you come back here and treat us the way you do, I think.
Yeah. Nate had nothing to do with you not doing your job. Like that was just you. That was just you not doing your job. Okay?
Well, I was doing again. I told you what happened.
Yeah. I love how he pivots right there.
Yeah. You talk about pivoting. He's pivoting. He's not saying, yeah, I messed up. He's going, magnets. You know, there's a magnet.
Well, then it was important to Nate.
I don't think my hair looks good in that picture. Let's use a different flyer. The brand this week is Bugles.
Oh, yeah.
That is the snack mix, not the actual musical instrument. Randy asked. He doesn't understand what we do on this
snack mix?
It's not a mix. It's a snack. You're right. It's a snack. They use it in mixes. Yeah.
Okay.
But Randy asked when I came in. We're doing the instrument, right? I'm like, yeah, we completely changed the podcast. We're just doing non-branded musical instruments.
I mean, Ludo was a step out, so he didn't know.
Personal. I don't know that either of you play the bugle.
No, not. It's been years.
I think I'm going to start, but no, haven't officially got behind it.
You're looking, you would be more military bugler, right?
Probably not.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. This thing is a General Mills project.
Oh.
Yeah. They test marketed it. Some say 64, some say 65 in Seattle, Portland, Omaha, Des Moines, Syracuse, and Sean Buffalo, New York.
There we go. Go
yes.
Mills.
To me, you could call that a test market or a soft rollout because that's a lot of markets.
Mm-hmm.
But they quickly, by 1966, launched Bugles nationwide.
Mm-hmm.
It was created by Vern Weiss. He was a food engineer over there at General Mills. And Vern was with us until like a year ago, I think.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah.
Sorry, Vern.
Yeah.
Was he the guy behind the chips?
Weiss.
That's Wise, I think. There might be a Weiss, but no, he's Weiss.
Fair enough. Okay.
I think you're thinking of Wise.
You think they tossed him in with him when they put him in the ground?
The Bugles?
Yeah.
Disrespectful.
No, it's not.
Disrespectful.
No, it's not.
1966.
That was his life's work. That was it. Put him on the map. He created something that'll be around forever.
I agree, man.
Sorry to the Weiss family.
Totally disagree with you.
I think somebody would throw a fish in my casket if I died.
Because of the salmon shirt?
I got you.
What?
I'm going to remember that.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not saying I would want it, but it could happen.
Yeah. Well, you'll be late to his funeral.
I mean, which speaks to how well the magnet game will be by that time.
Yeah. You'd probably slap him on the casket.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. 1966, they were launched nationwide. You guys are music guys. What were the two most popular songs in 1966?
Probably both Beatles songs, if I had to guess.
Neither were Beatles songs.
Mm.
In 60, CCR.
No.
Stones?
One has a very military.
The
Ballad of the Green Beret by Sergeant Barry Sadler.
That's a terrible song.
Terrible.
All due respect to the military, I'm a big fan, but that song is rough.
The other one. This is a pretty famous song.
Is it also a military song?
Nope, it's not at all. It involves the West Coast.
California Girls?
California
Dreamin'.
Dreamin' by
Beach Boys.
The Mamas and the Papas.
Mamas and the Papas.
What am I thinking?
California Girls is Beach Boys. Why'd you look
California
at me like...
California Girls is...
Don't say David Lee Roth.
Beach Boys.
Oh my God.
What?
Yeah, I almost did.
Because he gave me a look when I said that. Like, you idiot, it wasn't David Lee Roth.
Say that. They were made in West Chicago all the way up until I think until 2017.
Really?
And then they moved the plant to Covington, Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
Not exactly sure where that is. 1984. Well, let's skip to this actually. This is one of the more interesting things. They were not alone when they were introduced. They had Bugles. whistles, and daisies.
Oh, so it in their minds, all three products.
They're getting in. It, Tex-Mex is a big thing in the 60s. Hmm. It's coming to the U.S. It's getting popular. We're going to get in on the corn snacks. Fritos had already been around for quite a while. So we're going to get on this extruded corn snacks wave. So it's Bugles, whistles. Whistles, think basically rigatoni. Supposed to taste like grilled cheese on toast. And daisies, think oven pop, oven puffed popovers is what they're saying.
Okay.
And then they came out later with pizza spins, which was the only one that did. Pizza spins lasted for like, I don't know, 6-7 years.
No kidding.
The other ones didn't have much of a life. Pizza spins, it's like, it's almost like a wheel, like a spoked wheel. Yeah. And they had a pizza flavor. In Canada, I think there were, these were things were called wheels, flutes, and crowns. There's a pretty cool video online of one of Jim Henson's first videos. He made a pilot commercial for wheels, flutes, and crowns. And it's pretty cool.
Why'd they have different names in Canada, and what Bugles were flutes?
I don't know.
Okay.
That was hard for me to find.
They probably weren't wheels or crowns.
Because I was like, what is going on here? But yeah, and then Nabisco tried to match them with flings.
Mm.
Quaker came out with dippy canoes, corn skis, and salty surfers.
Yikes. Wow. Sounds like a lot of action there. Saturated marketplace.
It is. I mean, the only thing to really survive, obviously, today is Bugles. Mm-hmm. Out of all that craze, pizza spins had a moment.
Mm.
Never as big as Bugles, but they were legit. You stick around in the snack game for 6-7 years. That's like playing in the NFL. You know, he wasn't a standout. He wasn't a star, you know, but yeah. Oh, yeah. But he was in the NFL for 6 or 7 years. That's a pretty good run.
The pizza spin. It's kind of the
serviceable.
The Will Perdue of
Will Perdue. No, Will Perdue.
He had a good run.
He had a good run. Played on some championship teams.
Oh, yeah, he did.
Yeah. Told us, he goes, the thing we had to be careful of was like sometimes you just got caught watching Jordan.
Oh, yeah.
He's like, this is like, and they're like, Nick, dude, you're supposed to be playing too. You know,
that's great.
Yeah. Nacho cheese.
Is that what it's like being on this pod with me sometimes?
Yeah, it is, man.
Where you're just like watching.
That's why I get distracted.
Now when you show up, man, you're good.
Yep. Watching me work.
Yeah. Watching Tim, do his thing, man. I just go, oh, what are we talking here? Right. Fudge? You know, I don't know.
Guys in the air.
Nacho cheese was the first flavor in 1984. So that's a long run of just Bugles corn. You got 66, 1966 comes out. 1984, they're like, we're going to get in the flavor game. Mm. And then they got in the 90s, they had a pretty good run of stuff. Ranch, sour cream and onion, and smoking barbecue.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Those are still around.
Those, Sean, I think, is going to tell us what's still around. I know there's a Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Yeah, there's a lot, man. There's like, I think there's 16 flavors.
The original Bugle is kind of that, how'd you describe
Pull
it?
Pull it out, Sean. It's corn.
I got to be honest. Bugle's not a very big part of my life at all.
Well, hey, man. I never partied with
it. Like, I knew the commercials. I was all about the commercials because they, you know, put them on their fingers and the...
Oh, yeah. Let's try that.
Wicked Witch one was good.
This is the original. Original Bugle's flavor.
See what we got.
I don't think I'm a...
And we've had a bit of a disagreement. We've had several on this podcast, but...
Really?
Sean got the samples, and I appreciate him getting them, but...
Thank you.
I have reiterated several times on the podcast. The listeners can back me up. I always say, hey, man, get some for the display and then get some so we can eat. You didn't do that.
Okay. All right. So let's be clear. Let's lock this in now. From going forward, we would, in a perfect world, we want the display never to be touched, keep it there, and then have extras so we can just pass around a truck.
Absolutely.
Is that what we're going for?
Absolutely. Now, if you can touch a little bit of the but there's got to be some doubles. Typically what I've done is like, hey, let's have this sort of the variety, crazy items that we're not going to try up there along with the big, of the original. And then let's have the more like, we're going to try these ones up here, but you can't be going back and forth on this. You really put us in a bad spot. I don't know where this podcast is going.
Sean, I want to just say, I think you're doing a great job.
Thanks,
Nancy. And
thank you. Randy, love that.
And yeah, because he can tell it's Tim sucking up.
I think you're doing a great job, and I consider you the Scottie Pippen of this podcast.
I'll take it. Thank you.
I mean, that's
a dream teamer right there.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
These guys like to gang up.
Stick with me, kid.
Love it.
I'm doing a fast right now.
Oh, yeah, guys. Greg hasn't had food in 70 hours.
No, 62, I think.
Whatever. Point being, yeah. A crazy amount.
And I don't want to break my fast with
Bugles. So you can't try any of these today?
Nah, but I'm going to do the finger thing.
What's the finger thing?
Oh, you haven't seen
it? What's the finger thing?
Yeah,
come on.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. Yeah. I got you.
This is, what was Hugh Jackman's character?
Wolverine.
Yeah, it came from these. Yeah.
It did?
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Well, it was originally corn Wolverine, and then, I don't know, I got fat fingers, or these things are, they're not sticking.
It was,
maybe it's kids that do most of it. I can get a couple. Yeah.
I got.
Yeah.
These are, they taste better than I remembered. They're great.
Fine, they are.
They're like not as good Fritos.
Yeah, exactly. I was just going to say, you cannot compare this to Fritos.
Fritos is the greatest snack ever, I think. Yeah. You know, I love Fritos. I mean, Fritos scoops. I remember these are surprisingly enjoying. Now, there's a couple things going on here. They originally fried in coconut oil. So they bought Tom's Snacks a while back. Then they sold Tom's Snacks, but Tom's Snacks are still licensed to make these. So from the research that I could, I did stop short of calling one of the companies, but from what I can tell,
trucks driving around that you could stop?
I just didn't have the time. I just got in town this morning.
Bugle truck?
Yeah. But Bugles, and you wouldn't have a Bugles truck. I want to make that clear. I think this is a warehouse snack. This goes through the warehouse like Pringles. There's a Tom's Snacks truck, I'm sure.
I'm so sorry.
It's okay, man. It's something that we like to talk about on this podcast. I did battle with these. These guys, and a lot of times, were in the same shelf location called Warehouse Snacks as Pringles. So we, you know, I respect them as a competitor, but I wanted to take them down for a long time.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. So some of these are made by Tom's Snacks and some are made by General Mills. This looks like General Mills. This should have coconut oil. Yes. Degermed yellow cornmeal, coconut oil, and or palm kernel oil. Oil, sugar, salt, baking soda, freshness preserved by BHT. I think as the chemicals go, that's not a bad one. BHT.
Like if you're gonna get chemicals,
yeah,
you want that.
Yeah, this is General Mills right here.
Love it.
So
I know old GM. They're pretty big. They're up there. Right?
Huge, man.
I mean, they're like P&G big, right?
They're very big. Yeah. I mean, Kraft and General Mills, I think, were together at one time. Maybe they still are.
Again,
we don't get into too much conglomerate talk here because it gets a little
dicey.
A little dicey. It just gets a little tedious, I think.
It does.
About who bought who.
Yeah, and then it's all we're talking about. We don't have time to get to things like how many Bugles would it take to get to the moon?
Yeah, that's a great question.
Yeah, I mean, didn't we break the rule on that last time?
We have
somebody,
a few times.
You've broken the rule.
A few times it's interesting.
In the media there, did you want to say something?
I just would like to point out the emblem on the, bag. I think it's hilarious and I enjoy it. Top right there.
America's finger hat.
America's number one finger hat.
Number one finger hat. Which is obviously several others. Yeah,
an insane thing. It's very funny.
I like it. Oh yeah.
It's got the emblem. It's a hand with Bugles on each finger.
Yeah. And which is very difficult. I couldn't get them all on there.
Yeah. I got a few. I'll try some more.
Can you get four?
No promises. Yeah. I've had a long weekend. But
Sean, you want to pull out a flavor and just make it so we don't have a display? See what else we got?
I'm telling you, man. I still have no regrets what I did.
No, I know you don't, because, but I've made it clear that's what I'd like. I mean, thank you for doing it. I just, you know.
Oh, yeah, you're welcome, man. No problem.
Wow. We've had this argument before.
While he does that,
we got Hidden Ranch, guys. Now,
guys, in case anybody knows, the brand is Bugles. You can't really see it on the display.
And by the way, if you're an audio listener, I'm glad you don't care.
Yeah. Can I propose that maybe these are a little bit closer in flavor and texture to Chex than they are to Fritos?
Oh, that's a fair point.
And I believe, Randy, you want to check? Oh, Chex was Ralston Purina.
Oh.
Because of the Checker Dome.
Oh yeah!
No, Chex, man, Randy, maybe I'm wrong on all this. You want to check? I think Chex was Ralston Purina, but yeah.
The key to the finger.
General Mills owns Chex.
Okay.
Boom.
Wow. Upgrade. There we go.
Who?
Upgrade on the ranch.
Randy, can you find out who originally owned Chex Mix?
Did you hear me, Greg?
What?
Definitely, I think a big upgrade on the ranch.
You like the ranch?
I think you're getting an upgrade on all the flavors. The plain is just, well, that's just it. It's just too plain.
I don't think Chex and the Checker Dome are associated.
You could be right. Yeah. Ralston Purina. Boom.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah. The key to the finger hats.
Oh, Tim's got, you just find, for those of the, that are not watching, I'm going to do color or play by play here. He's got three.
You
got
to find the right bugle.
Yeah. But then you're just getting your fingers all over all these. Oh, he broke one. That's
fumble.
Yeah. It's, he stopped at three, guys. He stuck at three.
We got a foul.
He is stuck at three.
Oh, I might have found the right
one. Well, that index finger is tricky.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, he's
looking good,
he's
man.
Barely hanging.
Randy, let's get a close up.
Yeah. Yeah, get right in on that. Nice job.
Oh, fumble.
It was a good run, everybody.
Yeah, it was pretty good, man. He did it. One fell down.
Yeah, the ranch here are fun. I'll tell you
like them?
I'll give that a strong push.
Okay.
Here, Tim, get involved. There you go, buddy.
What other flavors do you have here, Sean?
Let's see here. Yeah, probably better. Nacho.
Nacho was the first. You should try that.
Yeah, ranch.
Randy, can you do a quick 180 and see what's behind you? Or Tim? I just can't.
Tabasco.
Yeah, this is sort of the problem that we run into when you don't get extra.
I know, man. You've brought it up nine times. Everybody understands.
Do you not get extra, or do you not get more flavors because you think I'm not going to pay you back?
No. I mean, I honestly just thought that we were pulling stuff from the display.
Yeah. You can see now, if somebody tunes in, they're going to be like, I don't know. There's nothing on the display. This looks, Adrian's not going to like it. Like,
yeah, I'm sure they probably stopped watching because the display's gone. It's that upsetting. Come on, man. Why don't you try one, buddy?
Can't, man. I'm fasting.
I know. I respect it.
Yeah.
Ranch are great. I'm about to go.
Ranch are great. Man, I'm not even a ranch guy. Because,
well, you guys are getting cheese. Into that. I'll tell you, in the media, Mad Men had them in there. I think when, remember when Betty Draper, January Jones, put on some weight?
Yeah.
She was eating bugles.
No kidding.
Yeah. They had her eating bugles.
It's a great show.
Yeah, it was a fantastic show. Mashed, we get a lot of information from Mashed. It's a great place to go on the internet for information. They big fans of the Cinnamon Toast Crunch bugles.
Mm.
That sounds great to me.
Ooh,
would have liked to have those. Turk on Scrubs did the finger thing.
Oh, cool.
Somebody can check that out, see if they did better than Tim, but they probably did a lot of takes before.
For sure. And it could have been a stuntman too doing it.
You're right, man.
Salt and vinegar are great too.
They're both
salt and vinegar and the ranch are superior to the original bugles.
Okay.
Yeah. The one I couldn't find, and I know they're out there. I just couldn't find them in the few stores I went. Caramel supposedly is a lot of fun.
Whoa.
Really?
So I apologize.
How many stores you hit?
Huh. 1, 2, 3. 3.
Okay. It's not bad.
And 3. Yeah, 16 flavors.
Did you run into Cinnamon Toast Crunch anywhere?
We'll find it, buddy.
Not a ton of flavor, even on the flavored ones.
Yeah.
It's not, I could use a little bit more.
Okay.
Yeah. So you guys, there's no crossover to Frito-Lay, or not Frito-Lay. What are the chips you eat all the time? The
Fritos?
No. Oh, yeah, Fritos, right?
Yeah.
That's what you eat all the time, right? No, you were saying you don't think they taste anything alike. That's what I'm getting at here. Because I see a very strong resemblance of flavor.
With Fritos,
yeah.
With this and Fritos, yeah.
Fritos are so much saltier. I don't think they're anywhere near as good as Fritos. Again, I think this is more my.
I'm just trying to get give a fair take.
Yeah. That's why we're here.
Bugles was in the NASCAR sponsor game for a while. Mark Martin.
Oh yeah.
Was a pretty big time driver in the 90s. He drove the Bugles car, I believe, and. When I forgot to mention this, when these things first came out, they were in canisters. Now, not Pringles canisters. Think, remember those? It's a terrible snack. Those potato sticks, short canister.
Uh-huh.
I don't think it's a great snack.
Tough, man.
Yeah, but think that kind of canister in the 60s.
Cool.
And then maybe they paved the way for Pringles, which came out in 68. I think, and then they had a Mark Martin commemorative canister. For a while. Like that's a collector's item.
Man, we should sponsor. We need a NASCAR car. We need a car.
Oh, consumer's car.
I think we're going to need a few more listeners before we do that.
I mean, what are we looking at?
Have you hit them on Twitter or what?
I haven't yet. I'm not sure who I would hit on that, though. Yeah, I guess you gotta find a driver.
You guys see the Martin. Now that one looks a little more decorative than the potato sticks canister.
Yeah. You know what I see everywhere? A retail, every gas station's got the Macho Man Slim Jim thing that I think about from our thing. And then I've looked on eBay. They're pricey. Because I'd love to have one for the studio.
Oh, yeah.
But they're expensive. But those things are really, really cool. The you know, the Macho Man thing where you that actually holds the Slim Jims.
Yeah. Slim Jims, right.
They're pricey. I've bid on a few, just so you guys know.
Okay.
Oh, you're out there taking bid.
Well, yeah, I want one in the studio. I think that was a great episode, close to Sean's heart.
Yeah, Sean and I purchased those together.
We sure did.
The gas station. We had plenty there. Yeah, we had plenty. I guess you knew I was going to pay you then, so this you just don't trust
me. Actually, no, that's not true. That, just for the record, you did not buy the Slim Jims.
I know I bought several. Maybe you bought some too, but I bought several at the gas station.
You didn't.
I bought a big box full, and we sent them out. Well, you say you sent them out.
Can I tell you something else?
Talk about it.
As I taste these, because again, Bugle's not a normal part of my life.
No, it's not.
These originals, I think would be great in some Jif.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Right. I've heard some. I read an article. I wish I could remember the guy's name, but online. He said growing up, his mom would do hummus with Bugles.
Weird.
Yeah. And he said he didn't like it after a while. And then he tried hummus later on and without Bugles. He didn't. As an adult, he's like, hummus is pretty good.
Oh.
But I think you know, as a kid, I think they were fine. But yeah.
They seem like there's such a lack of flavor that they would be a better vehicle for something.
I think they're good.
Yeah.
I mean, I haven't had
they're one. Fine.
Yeah.
They're better than I thought, like I said.
Yeah. I would think also these would be a wonderful snack for kids.
Yeah.
They're fun. You can do stuff. And kids' taste buds are a little different. I don't think they need as strong as...
You're right, man. Because they eat that Pirate's Booty stuff, and it's there's no flavor to it. I think it's gross.
Really?
Yeah. But I will say, Sean, you know, you've been beat up for this, getting these.
Yeah.
I can tell. Good batch. These are fresh ones.
Oh, yeah, man. That's important.
I'm being serious.
Yeah. I'm looking at codes, guys.
They're fresh.
I'm looking at batch codes.
You are?
The one thing we don't want on this podcast is a bad batch.
Mm-mm. We don't, boy.
God, that's some trouble.
Boy, did I get a nice compliment in Lexington.
That's what
we'll be talking about later today. So,
oh.
Go ahead with it.
Nope.
Why?
It's not time. Well, it's just not, it doesn't fit this part of the show. We have a system here. Right now, we're not talking. Yeah, this is a very structured show.
Yeah. Sean never would blurt something out that has nothing
to do with it. No, just somebody gave me somebody. I just got an honest compliment. Somebody's like, yeah, these guys are crazy. That stuff's amazing.
Creed.
On the Creed. Yeah, I'm just saying that.
Were you wearing Creed?
Yeah, I got a system to wear it.
It's all about systems on this show.
Big on systems.
Wait, can I share something? Speaking of systems.
I'd like you to share with
Man.
Please
as long
share
as
with
we're
the
talking
group.
System.
The end of the Ludo show.
God, man, we gave him four episodes.
Shut up.
We talked about the beginning. How much more Ludo do we need?
The end of the Ludo show, we throw out set lists and stuff, and I have a tambourine that I play that I'm like, oh, I'll throw this out. I'm like, who should get this tambourine? I like to give it to somebody that's maybe traveled to see us do comedy. I give, Paula stuff and shout outs to people that, make the extra effort. And there's this guy standing, a few rows deep, and he's holding up his iPhone, and on his iPhone, he had made it so that the letters really big said, the why and the logic.
Oh,
and I was like, that guy's getting the tambourine.
You got the tambourine?
Man. Tossed it too. Yeah, I forgot about that.
Did you get a name?
Yeah, what is his name? I can't think of it right now.
Boy,
I love Gabriel?
Him. No, it was not Gabriel.
Mookopotamus?
No, it wasn't those guys.
Okay.
But it was awesome. The Good why you, and the man. Logic.
Love it.
I think Creed's fine.
What do you mean? Oh, just this. Yeah,
I just don't wear. I don't wear.
It's just
Didn't you
he
say
got,
you went home that night? Emma was like, "What's going on?"
Oh yeah, that happened. That's true.
We talked bad batch.
Bad batch.
I'm very sorry.
What
are you watching, buddy?
I'm not watching anything. I'm just making sure I have this
TV program.
Wouldn't tell a story because it wasn't appropriate for the rundown of the podcast.
Yeah, just you watching internet videos. Is that part of the system?
It's not part of the system. Hey, you do remember a month ago your phone went off twice in one episode.
Oh, yeah.
But we don't talk about that. We don't talk about his fumbles.
I'm guaranteeing that we talked about it when it happened. You guys just didn't let it go.
No, but you kind of do that thing when you're just like, oh yeah, sorry, and then you move on. You move on very quick. You just can't take getting hit well. Like, I'm a man, I can take it.
I like to get rained on and made fun of.
Yeah. That's right, man. I'm not afraid of getting wet.
What do you want to talk about, man? What complaint do you have? And I'll sit in it for a while.
I'm just saying right now, the score of complaints today only is about 7-2.
I'm giving you the floor. What complaint do you have?
Oh, no, I'm just justifying. I didn't mean to have that video go off.
Of course you did.
I just wanted to get my...
No, I don't think you intentionally try to ruin this podcast.
No, I definitely... I think I'm an ambassador for it. I think I'm a very important person. And I'm not... All right, nice talking to you, Greg.
I think I'm a very important
person. I'm just going... He's an ambassador. He's a VIP.
VIP?
Would you consider yourself...
I'm not a super VIP.
You said very important person. I don't know if you know that's what VIP stands for.
Thank you.
Would you consider yourself a super VIP?
Let's ask Tim on that.
All absolutely. That is just VIP plus 150 bucks.
Is there a next level after super VIP?
Yeah, we can't. We don't talk about it publicly.
That's like the...
you can. Yeah, it's like, all for sale.
Yeah, okay? It's like the black card for Duncan.
Well, Ludo, it's all for sale. Yeah, get whatever you want. You want to be in the band for good? There's a price.
Yeah, man. VIP. Well, I mean, VIP sections, I think you're doing right now.
Yeah, I have yeah. You can get up front.
Yeah, you can get up front. It's going to cost you, but you can get up front.
Typically, I think there's a $10 lift on that.
Yeah. Well, you got to start somewhere.
On most shows. By the way, if anybody's trying to buy a ticket for me, they're going to be usually between 20 to 25, and then for the VIP, it's like up to maybe 35 plus some ticketing fees in there. If you see something way higher, don't do that's a scam,
man. Those are out there, man. Definitely go through your website, which would then go through.
Yeah, go to the club. Make sure. And it is made to look like the club.
Exactly.
It is not. So people are like, "Hey, dude, I'm not paying $1,000 for your ticket." I'm like, "You shouldn't. You should not."
Yeah, there's tickets for your KC gig on StubHub for $1,400.
Yeah, don't do that. Don't do that. It's not. I'm not. You're not going to get a $1,400 show.
I bought one.
Use a trusted vendor for.
Oh
those
no,
things.
That's a like, key point. Sorry, then.
Oh no, that's all right.
Kind of cut you off.
I didn't know, and I was like, "Don't do that."
A good little bit. It wasn't, but it wasn't like 10 out of 10.
Okay.
Yeah. I was going to say use a trusted vendor like timconveystuff.com because that's the only place you can get Greg guest list spots.
Oh, you're selling guest lists?
Just if you were to, that'd be a place that you could, timconveystuff.com.
When you say guest list, not guest sets.
Correct. Yeah, I haven't moved into that. I haven't expanded the business.
He sure has. Yeah. There's some comic. I want to be on those Kansas City shows.
That happens in music.
Really?
All the time. You buy on
tours.
Pay for play. Buy on tours, yeah.
We discussed that in the Ludo episode, I think.
Yeah. Yeah,
yeah, we did. Yeah.
Great.
A lot of Ludo talk on this podcast.
That was a big weekend for him, man.
It was, man.
It should be a lot of talk. Yeah. And we rolled it up last weekend with the episode. People seemed to really get a kick out of it.
And it worked out well. And I feel great. Probably for the next 6 weeks, we're going to get his full attention.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. 6 to 8.
Focused on the podcast, focused on his act.
You always get my attention.
Yeah, now Tim's good at paying attention.
Well, now that I feel like I got a system with the magnets, it's like I can focus more too, so.
Yeah. Oh, you got a system too? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Sean, I think you have some information about the actual musical instrument, the bugle.
We're talking the real thing, man.
Yeah.
It is a wild instrument.
Yeah.
And by wild, pretty boring. really? It doesn't have a lot of respect in the music game.
No.
No, not at all. I mean, there's a couple things to hit on here. So,
well, I mean, come on. Just let me take a beat. I know you got some good stuff here, but it gets no respect for musicians.
Oh, I didn't say me.
I know that. I'm just saying these guys. How many military?
Correct.
Nobody's ever woken up a battalion of soldiers with a trombone, right?
Yeah, or a Moog synthesizer, well, for that matter.
Yeah. Nice call, man. Yeah. Love the Moog. Famously taps.
Yeah.
You know, that's a big one. Movies is a big one. They use it. Save It, Private Ryan, 4th of July. Fourth of July.
Did you say Save It, Private Ryan?
He did.
Sean didn't care for it. Save It, Private Ryan.
Save It, Private I hope I didn't, man. I've never watched that.
Oh, it's heavy. It is heavy.
I heard it's pretty heavy.
Very well done.
I'd probably cry.
It's not a comedy?
No, you're thinking of...
No.
You're thinking of Dumb and Dumber?
okay.
It's a comedy.
Oh, speaking of the movie, it was the it was used in the famous scene when Roy Hobbs hit the home run in The Natural.
Oh, that's a bugle?
That part of it is. Not okay. Just only, but you know, it you don't need it's got five notes.
Okay.
Okay. That's what I was gonna ask. Mm. Are there buttons even?
No. You just need air.
Oh, there's no trumpet thing. There's
correct.
No, yeah, it's just air.
Yeah, yeah. The trumpet people, they frown upon the bugle.
I'd imagine.
The trumpet people are not having it with the
bugle. So, in my opinion, the bugle walked so the trumpet could run.
Very true.
Maybe yeah, I'm wrong you could about go, you could go with that. Scout camps will use it.
So I assume it's easier to play than other instruments.
Yeah, according to, I mean, you can just basically just adjust. I mean, yeah, there's no, it's all air.
Yeah.
Is what they're saying.
But so like a trumpet, and Randy, you might know more about this than me. Trumpet, it's part buttons, but it's part what you're doing with your mouth. And
embouchure,
I assume this is all
what, we talk about, yeah.
What you do with your mouth.
It's embouchure.
Yes. Tim, come you on. Just said it right.
I mean, I'm pretty sure about it too. I'm just saying.
You can use different forces of breath
mm-hmm. right.
to get to another octave. I know that.
That's about it. No slides, no buttons, no tuning keys.
Yeah. That's simple. I kind of like it.
I got to try it.
Five notes.
Like a brass kazoo.
Well, I mean, that's kind of taking a shot.
I love the kazoo.
I mean, it's fine. I just think these guys are, they're not blowing a bugle at New Year's. They don't have plastic party favors.
That's not a kazoo. That's a party toy roll thing.
Oh yeah!
Oh yeah!
Kazoo's a fine instrument. Sorry, Sean. Keep going.
Our friend Michelle, former waitress at the Funny Bone that we all beloved. Michelle,
yeah. Love Michelle, man.
Yeah. She passed away. Man, it's probably been what
probably
eight, nine years. Yeah. She's awesome,
was
but
a character.
And she famously, when I was working the New Year's Eve show, you know, New Year's Eve, they put out a lot of they hand out. Sound makers, noise makers, and balloon, all that stuff.
While you're still on stage, they handed
she handed them out while I was still on stage. What do you think the audience did?
Yeah. I'm sure they all obeyed the rules and waited till after.
Yeah, I know.
That's one of my favorite Michelle moments. She's like, I'm sorry.
That's great.
I'm sorry.
I had some lady once, this Michelle story was so funny. She just probably was a woman at the show, too much to drink. I don't know. I said something that I don't know, was not even close to offensive, and this woman didn't like it. And the woman was just a crazy lady watching the show, and she's like, yeah, I should punch you. This is years ago. She said, I'm going to punch you. And Michelle's right there. Michelle's like, you ain't going to hit him. She goes, you even touch him, I'll choke slam him. She kind of had that.
This is a waitress.
This is a waitress, Michelle. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And the woman shut right up. And I'm like,
mess with Michelle.
She's like, I touch him. Go ahead. See what happens. It was just
your
so
first
fun.
Open mic.
Dude, my first open mic. I'm out of my mind nervous, right? And I had scouted. I had been to the Funny Bone several times, kind of watching the open mic. And so I go in and, you know, all these comics, it's so intimidating and nobody's nice. None of them are nice. And you're just in there in the meeting where, you know, and they're telling you where to put the mic and all this stuff. And so then there's a time between you're on the list and you go up and I go over to the bar and Michelle's behind the bar and I go, can I get a Coke? And she goes, yeah. And she goes, are you a comic? And I didn't know how to answer that question because I had at that point never done it, but I had signed up on the list and I was like, she goes, are you a comic? And I go, I don't, she's like, are you a comic? And I go, I've never done it before, but I signed up on the list and I don't, like I had like this breakdown and she like immediately got it and was so kind. And she goes, you don't have to pay for it. There you go. She's like, have fun. You're going to do great. Probably thinking she'd never see me again. Yeah. But yeah, that was.
Yeah, that pretty much qualifies what a Westport Funny Bone server is kind of that energy.
Yeah, tough.
And they're
but
great.
Also
they're tough.
Funny
they're
and kind.
They're big hearts, but yeah. There's a gruffness to them out of the gate. You know,
that, and it, I think we've talked about this before, and maybe you experienced it too. Starting comedy there, I just thought that's how all these clubs operated. And so, I mean, my first time performing in another club was in Indianapolis, and I remember just being shocked at the dynamic. And these servers were like getting out of my way and asking me if I wanted anything because I was on the show. Yeah. I'm like, what's going on?
Yeah, that does not happen at Westport.
Yeah, Patty at the Funny Bone.
Get out of the way, Greg.
That is generous. Usually, it's.
Out! Yeah. Dead on. Not even an exaggeration.
Yeah, it's one.
That is
out!
Out. It's so loud. That's, you can hear her on stage. Oh, it's hilarious. Yeah.
I've known her for so long. Patty is a veteran server at the Funny Bone.
And Michelle were tight.
They were partners in crime, for sure.
And Patty's still there, and I am one of the last people. I can back talk her a little bit.
Probably the only one.
I can back talk her because I know her so well. And Sean and the staff love it when I back talk Patty every now and then.
Draggle pepper.
I'll just try to get her because she's flustered. She has a ton of tables. She's flustered. And I'll be in there watching a show sometime or in the back. And I'll be like, Miss, snap my fingers, and she just turns around like, what? And I'll be like, she's like, shut up.
And she'll let you know where you stand too with your act. I've seen guest spot stuff on stage. You're like, God, yeah, this guy sucks. Get him off. I'm like, I think he can hear you. Yeah.
Can we get him off, Patty? Yeah, he's got 30 minutes left.
Yeah. Oh my God. He's been up there for an hour. He just said hello.
Yeah. Oh, and then a lot of the success of the comic has to do with how many drinks she sells.
Like 90%.
This guy is a great comedian.
Yeah. So funny.
His setups, his punchlines. He goes deep.
Yeah, he is so great.
Great.
Yeah, I was at another club one time, and there was a bartender that was like sort of gruff and a little bit. I think she was fine, but she was just being a little bit mean and abrupt, I guess would be a way to put it. And in the back of my head, I'm like, "You're not. I know the real you. You're just a cheap imitation of Patty.
Oh, Duggan. Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I know. Yeah.
Knockoff.
Yeah. You're a knockoff Patty Duggan. Uh-huh. She's funnier. She's, she's prettier.
Uh-huh.
She's, I shouldn't have said that. Sorry. I know I didn't talk
Randy,
about that.
Make a note of that time.
Yeah, dude, that's going to be an edit. We're going to have to edit that out.
Yeah, no, I messed up.
You make an exception for Patty.
And I do feel that way about Patty.
You can make an exception for
Patty. But, I can make an exception for her. Yeah. Yeah, but just don't. You think you're the original. You're not even close.
Yeah.
I have lived with. I mean, I've been around Patty for so many years that I know. Yeah, you're not the original.
And then many nights, she's the funniest person in that room at a comedy club.
Oh, yeah, she is very funny.
What's the Jeff Dunham story? You guys know this? Somebody told me Jeff Dunham's doing Westport. This is back in the day, and Jeff Dunham, obviously the puppets and the box, and I'm gonna go into my box, and he takes the guy off, whatever. So whatever, it's night three, and for whatever reason, Patty's had enough, and he shows up, and there were seats reserved for some friends of his, and it was open, and he goes, you had a genuine moment. He's like, oh, I guess my friends didn't make it, and Patty from the back of the room goes, maybe they're in your box.
We could go on for an hour.
Patty is a classic,
very sumptuous in personality. Boom!
Oh,
wow!
Sumptuous. I hope I said that.
He said sumptuous in personality. I'm almost sure he's got that wrong.
No, I think it's sick. Sumptuous means to be like
S-U-M-P.
Rich.
Spell it.
Sumptuous. So I was like saying she's very rich in personality. Very elaborate.
Oh, no, it's you. He's right.
Very rich,
elaborate, or luxurious in a way that appears expensive. Definitely didn't use that right.
But, all right. Thank you for supporting me.
Well,
sumptuous.
Well, I could say you could use it as an adjective there, right?
For personality. It just doesn't fit. I mean, it's nobody. You'd be the first one that's ever done that.
Sumptuous is a good, that's a good word, though. People know that for sure.
I know. Lately, you guys know them all. Like, I'm like 0 for 4.
I don't know this one. I contextually, and I spelled it wrong. So Like that mink coat is sumptuous. Yeah.
All right.
I think.
All right. Yeah, I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe not.
I think you could even say this cheesecake is sumptuous.
You could, yeah.
Yeah, because it's very rich. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, that's fair enough. Yeah. All right, I'll take the hit on that one, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, I got to get my act together.
No, you're doing great, buddy.
I mean, I try, man. You know, I'm a good sport.
I thought the Bugle Report was outstanding.
Yeah, appreciate that, man. Yeah, yeah, a lot of good stuff.
Anything else on that?
It usually, you know, it's when you hear it, it's just generally invokes like sadness, remembrance, patriotism.
It's not
like you're
talking about the one they go to sleep to, which is Taps. Reveille is what they wake up to, and that's got peppy and it's cheerful. You're talking about the end of the day.
Yeah, no, I'm just saying just in general, not in every context of using the bugle.
If I had a bugle right now, I'd play it after that word of the day.
No, man, I think you've made.
Most famous bugler of all time?
It's Bugle Boy Jeans.
Bugle Boy Jeans.
Boy is right.
It's the Boogie Woogie Bugle Boy from Company C, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, yeah. He's
nothing sad about that. The guy's playing Boogie Woogie.
He's having a good time.
Yeah, you're right, man. Uh-huh. I mean, this is what the internet.
He was the ladies all liked him, right?
I think so. I don't remember the next few lines.
No, yeah, I think they
is that Andrew's sisters maybe do that one.
I don't know Andrew. I'm not sure who his sister is.
Classic Greg Fitter. Boogie Woogie.
I don't know. Boogie Woogie.
Yes,
it's the Andrew's sister. That's very good.
Yeah,
can't believe you didn't get old Green Beret song.
Oh yeah, I couldn't think of it. I knew it was like a guy, a military guy. But Sergeant, I don't love that song. Boogie Woogie Bugle Boy.
The Andrew Sisters also had a song called Rum and Coca-Cola.
They were ahead of their time.
Pistol Packin' Mama. Beer Barrel Polka. That's got to be what do they call this? Remake?
The remix.
Cover.
I don't think
they're from Minneapolis.
They are.
The Andrew Sisters, yeah.
Just before we leave the snacks, anything more you want to say about the actual snack? Would you like a combo or a bugle more?
Combo.
Okay. Would you like a Pringle or a bugle more?
Pringle's much more part of my life, yeah.
What snack would you say this supersedes?
What is this better than?
Pork loins.
Well, yeah, I'm not going to eat pork loins. Yeah, I don't mind the things you referenced.
Pork loin is not a snack, but pork rinds are.
For sure. Like.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll tell you another. It's also
pork
better.
Pork loin is not.
As long as we're staying in the snack family, it's better than the side of beef. It's,
although, when I was doing carnivore, I was eating pork loin as a snack. So pork technically, in that sense.
Rinds, right?
Pork rinds is what I tried to say. Yeah. Well, that's what I wanted to say in my brain.
If you're eating pork loins as a snack, that's just too much meat.
Yeah, I did it, man. I did it for 3 months.
These aren't bad. I'm trying to think of what snack is real gross. I can't think. I don't.
Those potato sticks.
I like those. I don't have a problem with those at all. I'd like to see those make a comeback.
Oh, I got one. How about Funyuns?
Funyuns, we're going to do Funyuns. Funyuns to me, like, don't appeal to me. And then I have one. I'm like, that's pretty good.
I'm just saying they're unique. You're kind of in or you're out. I don't know if there's middle road of
Funyuns. I think they are in the same family as Funyuns, like a, you know, like a sort of crazy creation.
Yeah.
Zany.
Yeah. At least. I will say the Hidden Ranch, definitely. I mean, you're doubling your money for that one.
And they are branded, huh? So it's not just ranch. It's
Hidden Valley.
Hidden Valley Ranch.
He keeps calling it Hidden Ranch.
Hidden Ranch. Yeah, he has his own language.
I like it.
Ed Sheridan?
Don't get him. Tim gets angry. That's when he flipped down and had low blood sugar.
Yeah, it was bad.
Yeah. Tim literally lost his mind on me. We might have talked about it, but he went crazy on me. So just get it right, man. I don't know why you're getting right. You know what it is. Just get it right and get through this White Castle drive-thru so I can get my vegan cheeseburger. Gosh. You know. Why do you do this? And then he ate and he's like, I'm sorry, buddy. Everything's good.
Speaking of snacks, you're going to make fun of me for bringing it up again, but. You know what I made sure we had plenty of backstage this year?
What's that?
Uncrustables.
Yeah, man. There you go, man.
A lot of Uncrustable talk with Nate and Brazzi.
Yeah,
Nate's
good.
A big fan. Brazzi said...
I'm listening.
They wanted him at the Masters, but they weren't allowed to brand him. And he said, no, thank you.
Good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, that puts foot down.
Meaning they were like, hey, give us some for free.
Give us a bunch of them. We'll package them as Masters without any, nothing that says Uncrustable on them.
What's the upside for?
And John said, no, thank you. And Nate was behind him on it. And good. Nate's a golf guy.
Yeah. Well, yeah, right. What's the upside for them?
Exactly.
I could be a CEO. This is easy. No. Greg wants some stuff. Send him some swag.
Yeah.
Hey, I support it. Look who's rocking this.
I know, man.
I get right in there, guys.
Brazzi appreciates it. I think you guys
do it for him.
Yeah, I think you guys need to be a little more supportive of Brazzi.
What? I'm wearing the hat.
I know.
Did he talk about am I right on the bubble of getting a hoodie or not?
He's aware of your complaints. I can tell you that.
I bet he is. So,
several of his employees have made him aware of your complaints.
Okay.
Well, I think it's just a request.
Yeah. It, when you repeat it as many times as Tim has, it becomes a complaint.
No.
Oh. So kind of like what you did today with me not getting the bugles right.
I have complaints.
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, you're complaining.
I'm lodging complaints.
Yeah.
And I'm doing it out in the open. I have before, just so we're sort of marking a thing in time. Like,
yeah.
On the occasion that I need you to pick up some samples, that I ask you to pick up some samples, I'd like you to have enough for the table and the display.
Yeah. No, I know, man. We've talked about it 9 times today. And I'm glad you keep bringing it up.
We talked about it 4 times before this.
I think Brazzi appreciates my tenacity. If he's the kind of executive that I think he is, and I know he is,
yeah,
he appreciates it.
I want to do some comments.
Oh, terrific.
We missed that on the last episode.
We did.
We wanted to do it. Tim said no, he needed more time to promote his band.
I didn't even want to do the episode. I think people know that. I'm not going to defend myself. We have a lot of comment catching up to do because of that, which I think we'll do because we're going to, I think, knock a few out. It'll be good is what I'm trying to say. But these are from the Tic Tac episode.
Okay.
Oh, hey, Tim, can I jump in real quick? This was emailed to me regarding you.
Of course.
We never addressed where the title of your band, Ludo, came from.
Oh, yeah.
We know personally.
Yeah.
But I've had about 7-8 people email me to you on that. So if you want to put a bow on that for the last episode.
Yeah. Ludo is a character in the movie Labyrinth. It is a Jim Henson movie starring David Bowie, Jennifer Connelly, and a whole bunch of Muppets. And there's a character in there, big furry kind of monster guy. That's where the name came from. And then we put a monster on the cover of one of our albums and got a cease and desist from the Jim Henson Company.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Gee. Wow, they got you. Was Lee Roth funny?
Who came after you?
David Bowie, not David Lee Roth.
Oh, I thought you said Lee Roth.
Did I?
No, he did not. Not even close.
All right.
No.
I'm not saying
I can't even picture David Lee Roth as the Goblin King, but I think it'd be kind of good.
When Henson's company came after you, who made the call?
Fozzie. Which I didn't see coming. I know.
He's the least.
Dude, I know.
Guys, kind of.
But when it's business,
yeah.
Very serious. Okay. No waka waka.
None.
No.
Okay.
It's you know, numbers with him. Josh Doherty, 3976, says the only way to get Randy to watch your specials is to release them on a store brand platform. Nateland is way too mainstream for Randy.
That's perfect.
Oh, man.
Hashtag Randy played bass.
That's outstanding. Comment Hall of Fame. Where were we? Oh, we were when we were in Lexington. Sean had a bunch of waters in his trunk, and we were going inside. He goes, we were getting our bags. He goes, you want some waters? I'm like, yeah. And then I went in there. I'm like, Randy Water in here.
Yeah,
he did. He had private label. I was like, guy's trying to give me Randy Water.
Yeah, it was like Gary's Natural Spring Water or something.
Yeah, so good. And a reminder to watch, Sean and my Nateland showcases.
Killing it.
Kyle Llewellyn, 6632, said this was an outstanding episode. Very funny and entertaining. Randy has the right to watch those specials.
All right.
Tim May, Y7F, said, that nervous feeling you get before listening to the latest episode when you see Aletha as a guest and wonder how Greg is going to introduce her, you know, because she's pretty and attractive.
I like Aletha very much. I think she's an asset to this podcast.
It's great.
Wonderful.
Yeah. Yeah. Matt Goodell, 7015, said, you guys threw each other under the bus so many times in the first 20 minutes, wondering what bus company you were using for that. Was it Greyhound, Starliner? Or International Harvester?
International Harvester makes buses?
Really? Never heard of that company.
Didn't know that. It's a, what do you think it would be?
Farming?
Yeah, farming equipment. Yeah.
International farming?
There's farms over in other countries, Tim.
Oh, yeah. Chris Jacksonian. Of course there's farms in other countries. I was just speaking to the international part of it. Chris Jacksonian said, episode idea. Have Randy join you guys at the table and do a Sean Tim special watch party. It would be amazing to get some live Randy reactions and laughs. Don't include the champ because he obviously is never watching that one.
I can't get him.
One day, man.
It's a good special.
Right. Mia Foresto said, I finally listened to the Kevin Bauer song, Sophia, the song from which the consumer's theme song is derived. Completely different than what I would have thought it would be. But wow, what a banger. Do you think Nikki was on it? Like into getting the, like giving permission.
Oh, yeah. So you green light. Yeah, because Tim only listens.
Yeah. Mrs. Bow's math class said, guys, you should consider giving viewers the heads up as to which brand you're doing the edible ones so that we could eat along with you.
Okay. I'll take that then into consideration.
Yeah. I respect that the urgency she has to watch the episodes. You know what I mean? Like, it's not going anywhere. You could go to the store and get the thing.
So, yeah.
But they could watch it when it comes out.
They'd probably have to watch the first 20 minutes and then get to the announcement, then go to the store.
Well, not really. It's on the, YouTube-wise, it's on the thumbnail. So you know instantly. YouTube.
He speaks the truth.
Yeah, right. That's YouTube. That's what I'm saying. You would see it.
I got that all wrong.
But audio would be different.
Right.
And you got to respect the audio listener.
I do. Because
they are there.
Mm-hmm.
You do. You don't ever read any of their comments, but yeah, you do.
What do you mean I don't read? I'm not the comment
guy. Tim.
You're considering their comments, the Apple comments? I do read them. I do read them.
Once in a while when I have to bug you about it.
Daryl Olson, 6292, said Aletha's your best guest. Do a show at her office.
Oh, man.
There's talk of us going out there.
There is talk of us getting to California doing an episode.
Yeah.
Yeah. Be Calabasas? Awesome.
Interesting.
Yeah, Calabasas.
Be great.
Way up the 101, I believe.
Yeah, people love Aletha is the bottom line from these comments. KHMLA for him says, Aletha needs to come back once a month. She has a great personality, but her knowledge is incredible.
Yeah, she knows a lot about everything, especially Sean's personnel file.
Oh, yeah, she does that. Yeah. Man, it's great. Jack Woodman, Z9S, said, new t-shirt idea. Nikki said, Randy liked it. I support that. Hal Doug 12 said, I saw Greg and Tim in Madison. It was great. Tim might want to reconsider singing a song about vegan ice cream in the capital of the dairy state.
Yeah, what are you doing?
I should actually put this clip up because before I play, I have a song about vegan ice cream that's it's available on all streaming
it's
services.
Good too.
And before I play it, I go, any of you guys lactose free? And I said, in Madison, and I got nothing. And I go, none of you? That's weird because it was packed. And they're like, this is Wisconsin, the dairy state. I'm like, oh, I messed up.
Yeah, man.
They were angry.
Good thing you got that sweatshirt for me because you're not going back.
Tim Summer 9054 said, never having heard of Sean or Tim prior to this podcast, which I truly love, I have to say I totally enjoyed both of your Nateland specials. I hope you two might find your way to Central Illinois one day. I will surely be there as long as it's not in Chicago, Peoria, or St. Louis. Too far to drive. That's a very particular area.
Yeah. Yeah. You have to be in.
Isn't Peoria kind of Central Illinois?
Yeah.
Would Champaign count for that? Because I could see it.
Champaign is definitely Central.
Then let's go to Champaign.
Okay, fair enough.
We'll do some. So CU Comedy is in Champaign. They put on some shows. Sean and I will come do it.
All
right. Greg
won't. Just because I don't want to get blasted. Champaign is probably halfway between St. Louis and Chicago. So.
Yeah.
More north. So there you go. All right. Just getting that.
And further east than I think you need to go.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
Randy's all over it.
Yeah, Randy's on it, man.
We'll come to Champaign. You have my word.
I think, Tim, we went there once and did a show a long time ago.
Oh, we did?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Seems pretty centrally located to me.
All right. Speaking of that, you want to do some plugs?
Sure.
Okay. Greg Warren in St. Louis, Missouri at the Funny Bone at Westport Plaza. Various openers, including Sean and myself and Kevin will be playing some music and the great Greg Garcia.
Yes.
Will be in. Really, these are just going to be really fun shows. November.
I believe Greg's going to be recording a podcast episode with us that week.
Oh, awesome. That's great.
I believe. Should I reveal the brand?
I can't remember what it is right now.
TGIF. He wrote on three of those shows.
Oh, we're going to do... Oh, I didn't know that. Yeah. We're going to do TGIF as a brand? Yeah,
it's going to happen, man.
Sean and I made the call.
Amazing. Yeah. Oh, this is huge. Yeah, I could do a whole podcast on the theme songs. This is going to be great.
Yeah, I know.
And he wrote on three different...
Yeah, he did.
Can this be a double episode?
I don't know. Who knows?
This is huge.
Yeah. Sky's the limit, buddy.
Perfect Strangers alone. All right. That's huge. That's really exciting. Anyway, buy tickets because those shows are selling out.
They are actually...
A few are sold out, they
are,
I assume?
A couple are sold out. But yeah, that's going to be a really, really fun week.
GregWarrenComedy.com. Again, various guests, but it's going to be a whole lot of fun. And there's a family show as well. You bring kids. Kids will be up there telling jokes.
Yeah, that one's still got some tickets left, but it is selling. But yeah, on Sunday, matinee, we'll do the kids show, and that's a lot of fun.
Yeah, great kids show in Toledo, by the way, also.
That was good.
We had a good time. In Tyler, Texas, Greg will be at Rose City Comedy November 12th. And then Greg will be in Houston November 14th through 15th at the Riot Comedy. Omaha, Nebraska, November 21st through 22nd at the Funny Bone. I will be on those shows. Cannot wait. It's been too long since I've been to Omaha.
New club.
Haven't been in that room. And then I had a bunch of Ludo fans from that area are all going to be at those shows too. So that'll be amazing. And then other upcoming Greg dates with me, Sean, both of us, one of us, neither of us, who knows. Bloomington, Indiana.
I'll be there.
Columbus, Ohio with me on the books. Cincinnati.
I'll be there.
With Sean. Kansas City. You've all heard about that.
And I'll be there.
27 shows last time.
45 shows. Yeah. That's pretty insane.
And Cincinnati's selling out too, and shows are getting added there. So yeah, check that out. And then Chicago's for sale. Those are in February, but that's on the books too. I wanted to make you guys aware of that because Greg was just at the United Center with Nate, so those are moving fast. So Chicago, February, both Zanies in the city and out in Rosemont. So take your pick, but either way, act quick. GregWarrenComedy.com. My stuff, some of those shows, including Punk Rock Christmas and other projects I've got coming up. And my Westport shows are on sale right now, by the way, as well.
Oh, really?
Louis. Yep.
We need to make a big deal out of that at some point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe after my show.
Yeah.
Then we have a special announcement.
Yeah, we do.
Next week.
Yeah. Things are...
After that, then we'll get into Tim's shows at Westport.
Things are good, yeah. And the cruise before we know it. It's going to be
cruise.
Great. Yeah. TimConveyStuff.com is where you can find all my stuff. And make sure you're following us on Instagram. We launched that page not too long ago. It is Consumers Podcast, at Consumers Podcast, if you will. On there, it's even more clips than you're getting from us otherwise are on there. A little bit of stand-up from all three of us is on there. Tour dates, just fun behind the scenes stuff. Please follow us on Instagram and Facebook. There's a Consumers Facebook page as well. Consumers Podcast on Instagram. Get on it.
Last thing too, and I don't know if maybe Randy can plug this in later. The P.O. Box. People have some stuff they like to send us. And I honestly forgot it. The P.O. Box. So I think Randy has the technology to like zoom it in.
It's actually, it's not a P.O. box. It's box number 158.
Box number.
And I can't remember the address either. It's on like, Argonne in Kirkwood, Missouri.
But I think Randy can make it happen.
Yeah, he can.
So that'll be hopefully right there.
Do you have some birthdays you want to talk about?
I do want to talk about it, man. A lot happening in the last few weeks. A lot happening. So a couple things. We didn't do birthdays last week because the show was running long, you know. So
Tim was going on about his band.
So a couple things happening in the last few weeks. Heidi Perkins, Greg Morris, Michael May, Blake Hunter, Corey Detwheeler, Frank Culp, husband of Julie Culp, loyal listener.
Oh, yeah, Julie.
She's always getting in there.
Yeah, Julie is a big contributor.
From day one.
Yeah.
From day one.
She might be a day
one.
Love
the Culps.
Detwheeler's weighed in several times, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And last but not least, Brett Schollenberg.
Brett, that comments all the time?
Yeah.
Well, it's Sean's writing.
It's 18th, a tough one.
Birthday.
He's always part of the podcast.
He goes in a lot, and that's for his son turning 18.
Huge.
Birthday, rest of your life. We call
Nick.
18. So, Nick, go out there. Live a little, buddy. Just go crazy, man.
Yeah. Great.
And, keep them coming, man.
Good job.
The old birthday plug's coming, so. And thank you. I'm so mad at myself. I thought her name is Julie. Thanks for the plug of the good smells in Lexington. I'm so sorry if I got the name wrong. She loved it. Our door guy, I think Dylan, he was a big fan of the show. Told him
Oh, yeah, he's a good guy. Yeah,
hope I got that name right. I don't even know my middle name.
Let's try to,
Bottom line is we love you and we appreciate your support.
We are the consumers. I'll say it. You have been consumed.
I guess the show is over.